This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise by 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who needed help in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says the more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years. An anti-corruption watchdog ranks the U.S. and Britain as best at enforcing rules meant to prohibit companies from paying bribes in foreign markets, but says many other nations are doing next to nothing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Transparency International finds only four of 47 countries, the U.S., Britain, Switzerland, and Israel, as actively enforcing legislation against foreign bribery in 2019. Lead author Gillian Dell says the research shows many countries are barely probing such bribery, and that it's all too common for businesses in wealthy countries to export corruption to poorer nations, undermining institutions and development. China, the world's largest exporter, was found to conduct little or no enforcement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, speaking of China, new figures released Tuesday by that country show the world's second largest economy continues its rapid recovery from the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese exports rose 9.9% in September compared to a year ago. Analysts saying the rise was spurred on by global demand for Chinese-made personal protective gear. This is VOA.